Loitering with Intent by Muriel Spark. Copyright 1981 by Copyright Administration Limited. This unabridged recording of the reading of Loitering with Intent was published by arrangement with George Borchard Incorporated and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Nadia May. This book is 217 pages long. The following material appears on the book's back cover. How wonderful to be an artist and a woman in the 20th century, Fleur Talbot rejoices. Loitering about London circa 1949 with intent to gather material for her writing, Fleur finds a job on the grubby edge of the literary world as secretary to the odd autobiographical association. Mad egomaniacs, hilariously writing their memoirs in advance, or poor fools ensnared by a blackmailer, rich material in any case. But when its pompous director, Sir Quentin, steals the manuscript of Fleur's new novel, fiction begins to appropriate life. The association's members begin to act out scenes exactly as Fleur herself had already written them in her missing manuscript. And as they meet darkly funny, pre-visioned fates, where does art start or reality end? A delicious conundrum, as the New Statesman described Loitering with Intent. The New York Times book reviewer wrote, "I read this book in a delirium of delight. In Loitering with Intent, Miss Spark returns to the early, flawless form of Memento Mori and The Comforters, robust and full-bodied, a wise and mature work, and a brilliantly mischievous one."